So we are recording. For starters, please state your name and your title.
We're reenacting the 150th anniversary of Order Number 11, and it's also the 50th anniversary of the Lone Jack Museum. And it's this Saturday, August 17th, from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.
All right, this sounds like a really cool event. Will you tell me a little bit? I'm particularly interested in the reenactment of, I guess there was a massacre?
Right. It's a big chapter of Missouri Civil War history, and we're recreating a small little slice of it. It's a very, very sad, bloody slice of history. Order Number 11, in a nutshell, was a military eviction order issued by Union military authorities in 1863 along Missouri counties that bordered the Missouri-Kansas border. And basically, citizens were told they had 15 days to evacuate their homes and get out. And the reason being, it was an attempt by federal troops to cut off support to guerrilla groups that were rioting and raiding through the area. And Lone Jack was one of those communities affected by it. And in the days leading up to the deadline of the eviction notice, Kansas cavalry were in the neighborhood of Lone Jack enforcing Order Number 11, making sure people were getting out as they were ordered to do. And they rounded up Lone Jack men and boys as young as in their teens and as old as in their 70s, eight of them actually. Two of them they let go, and the other six they just killed. Now, this was following Quantrill's raid on Lawrence, Kansas, which was in August of 63 as well. And this was Kansas cavalry that was in the community enforcing Order Number 11. So it was an era of a lot of hard feelings, a lot of bitter retribution, tit-for-tat type of small-scale grudge war, if you will. So and that happened out at Lone Jack, and it happened in other places along these border counties as well. But we're going to recreate a portion of that when we commemorate it on August 17th.
And what times will that be happening?
Well, let me give you a quick rundown on what's happening. At 7 o'clock, we start 7 a.m. bright and early. There's the Lone Jack Boy Scout Troop 33 is going to have a pancake breakfast that morning. And then at 9 a.m., we have a small parade, and it's going to go right by the museum, the Lone Jack Museum, which, by the way, it's called the Battle of Lone Jack Civil War Museum and Soldiers Cemetery. And that's also the home of the Lone Jack Historical Society. We're responsible for putting on the event every year, and we also keep the museum open. But getting back to the schedule, at 10 a.m., we have a 50th anniversary museum rededication, and at 11 o'clock, we're going to have a wreath-laying ceremony in the Soldier Cemetery. And that's where Confederate and Union soldiers that fought and died in the Battle of Lone Jack in 1862 are buried. And then there's a lunch at noon. And at 1 p.m., from 1 to 1:30 is when we're going to have the recreation of the Order Number 11 event that took place. And then at 2 o'clock, we have the lowering of the colors at the museum, but the museum will stay open until 3 p.m. So that's a quick rundown of what we have scheduled.
All right. This sounds great. And is this something that happens on a yearly basis, or is this just special for the 150th anniversary?
Every year, we commemorate the anniversary of the battle. Last year was the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Lone Jack, which was a year before Order Number 11 was affecting the community. And so last year was a big year for us. We had a reenactment. This year there will not be a Civil War battle reenactment on the scale that we did last year. There'll be a smaller scale recreation of the six-man massacre that we just talked about. But every year we have a commemoration where we do a wreath-laying ceremony and pay and honor the soldiers on both sides who fought and died there. And for years, that was an important thing in the Lone Jack community, because for years following the Civil War, the actual veterans that fought in the battle and the people in the community of Lone Jack and outlying communities as well, as far away as Kansas City, the annual commemoration was a big, big event in Jackson County. And it waned in the years after the Civil War, when the veterans started dying off. and after World War One and World War Two, the tradition stopped for a while, and the Historical Society revived that tradition and had started around the centennial of the battle in 1962, and we keep the tradition alive today by just having a community get-together that commemorates the battle. But the focus this year is on Order Number 11, but also on the battle as well.
I understand. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
Everything's free, and we'd love to have you come out. We have a great turnout every year, but it's a wonderful opportunity to for parents that want to help teach their youngsters, or for themselves for that matter, to learn more about their history. It's out, the Civil War, the history in this part of the country belongs to all of us, and we should all know a little bit more about it. And the museum is there, open year-round, and admission to the museum will be free as well that day. So come on out and see everything there is to see, and it won't cost you a dollar.